Adisha is afraid. Willow's swan is so afraid he barely functions, like the wizard Smoke before him, who he indicted and tormented for his cowardice. Swan knew the company of old in the north, before anyone here recognized it as more than a dark memory of ancient terror. The years have seen no calluses form on Swan's fear. Purohita Drupada is afraid. Inspector General Gokhel is afraid. Only the Protector is not afraid. Soulcatcher fears nothing. Soulcatcher does not care. She mocks and defies the demon. She is mad. She will laugh and be entertained while being consumed by fire. Her lack of fear leaves her henchmen that much more troubled. They know she will drive them before her into the grinding jaws of destiny. Occasionally, a wall will carry another message, a more personal note. All their days are numbered. I am in the streets every day, either going to work, going to spy, listening, capturing rumors, or launching new ones within the anonymity of Chorbagan. The thieves' garden, even the greys have not yet been able to extirpate. I used to disguise myself as a prostitute, but that proved to be too dangerous. There are people out there who make the Protectors seem a paragon of sanity. It is the world's great good fortune that fate denies them the power to exercise the fullest depth and sweep of their psychoses. Mostly I go around as a young man, the way I always did. Rootless young men are everywhere since the end of the wars. The more bizarre the new rumor, the faster it explodes out of Chorbagan, and the more strongly it gnaws the nerves of our enemies. Always, always, Taglios must enjoy a sense of grim premonition. We must provide them their ration of omens, signs, and portents. The Protector hunts us in her more lucid moments, but she never remains interested long. She cannot keep her attention fixed on anything. And why should she be concerned? We are dead. We no longer exist. She herself has declared that to be the reality. As Protector, she is the great arbiter of reality for the entire Taglian Empire. But water sleeps. Chapter 3. In those days the spine of the company was a woman who never formally joined, the witch Kaisara, wife of my predecessor as analyst, Murgan, the standard-bearer. Kaisara was a clever woman with a will like sharp steel. Even Goblin and One Eye deferred to her. She would not be intimidated, not even by her wicked old Uncle Doge. She feared the Protector, the Radisha, and the Greys no more than she feared a cabbage. The malice of evils as great as the deadly cult of deceivers, their messiah, the daughter of night, and their goddess Kina, intimidated Sara not at all. She had looked into the heart of darkness. Its secrets inspired in her no dread. Only one thing made Sara tremble. Her mother, Kai Gota, was the incarnation of dissatisfaction and complaint. Her lamentations and reproaches were of such amazing potency.